Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance in the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OGs, yeah. The one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna block like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-e, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then bring struck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map, all that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
Right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day, Saturday, June the 22nd, 2222. June the 22nd of 2019. At the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to talk about you are one attribute away, just one. That's it. You right there at the finish line, you are one attribute away from success. You got 12 attributes, and one of them you're not using. That it hasn't activated the DNA. It hasn't activated the first principle of the neuron circuitry. So inside of the neurons, inside of the body, inside of your DNA, inside of the codex, the nucleus, the dendrites, the axons, the thing that activates the neurons in the brain, the thing that activates the DNA is an attribute. These attributes and characteristics are given to you by source code. This is how you ascend into the higher realms. This is how you activate your chi, your prana, the pneuma. This is how you become one with source. And your ability or inability to be activated is the result of this one attribute, this one characteristic. Many of us are lowballing it. Many of us are doing what I did, and that is you're shooting too low. And it's great to, you know, you don't want to overstride, you don't want to overstretch, but the attribute and characteristic that is not in your design is why you're not shining. So you're one attribute away. You're one characteristic away. That's it. One attribute and one characteristic. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we need to break down that one attribute, that one characteristic that may be separating you from source, that keeping you from operating, vibrating at a high level. Now, you grinding out of control. Everybody know that, you know, you are like shining like a rock star. So I'm not mad at you, boo-boo. However, you're working too hard. I was telling them, I was talking to my kids, and I was telling them, you know, my daughters, and I was like, they grinding, they doing this, that, and the other. But I was like, yeah, y'all work too hard. Y'all making good money. Y'all making great money, but y'all working too hard. So there's a lot of people that's doing a lot of stuff, and you're working too hard because of a lack of connection with that divine attribute and characteristics that activates the current. So your current adversity is an indication of your future success. Let me say that again. Your current adversity is the indication of your future success. So what I'm doing now is I'm reconstructing, if you will, my behavioral modification model. So that way it's more efficient. So that way it activates and is based upon the attribute and characteristics. So tomorrow at 12 noon, I'm going to be breaking down how to ascend into heaven. We're going to break down the esoteric meaning of the word salvation, based upon what I talked about before, that word soteriology or sozo in the Greek, where we get soter. And we want to over and understand the true essence of spiritual ascension. So I'm a spiritual ascension specialist. So I'm teaching people how to ascend spiritually. Now that's great, but that you can't pay your light bill with that. So in order to pay the light bill, we got to do something else, and that's what we're doing today. So in order to pay your light bill and pay your rent and go out and get that new BMW, that Bugatti or whatever it is that you want to move, get, so that way you never have a money problem, you got to understand the meaning, the power, and the consciousness. You got to reverse it, and that gives you the royalty, the rule, and the reign. And the way that you do that is to over and understand the meaning, the feeling, and the awareness, which simply means that when you spin, you go within. So when the circle spins, bam, you go within. So it is the spinning circle that is the magic carpet. So in the ancient text, this was this spinning circle or the spinning kirka was how you activated your makaba. And so the makaba is how you travel. That's how you get in the zone. And to sit on the throne, you have to be in your zone. So to sit on your throne, you got to be in your zone. So you're not in your zone. Why are you not in your zone? Well, you're doing a lot of other things. Now, those other things are great because they are part of the attributes and characteristics. But that's not the thing that the brain and the nervous system needs in order to spark all of the electromagnetism inside of the brain in order to activate the actual neurological signaling that takes place inside of the brain. And so, as a business ascension specialist, somebody who's able to assist you with the ascension process, somebody that's able to assist you with elevating. Now, you're grinding right now. Everything, because either you ascend into heaven or you descend into hell. One of the two. That means you're either evolving or you're devolving. Everybody. And in order to evolve instead of devolve, we've got to understand meaning. We've got to understand power or energy, and we've got to understand consciousness or awareness. And so I need to make you aware that there's an attribute or characteristic that you have ignored, which is why you're in Groundhog's Day. One attribute, one characteristic. You're not paying attention to it. You glossed over it. And the meaning of that characteristic and attribute that you have is the wrong meaning. Therefore, you got the wrong power or the wrong energy. Therefore, you lack the proper awareness or steps by which to take. You're one attribute away. That's it. If you are a member of the Life Management System and you have your life optimization chart, you need to take out that life optimization chart today. You need to look at that life optimization, if I can say it, chart right now. And you need to ask yourself, and you need to ask Source, what am I missing? It's because you're missing something. And how do I know you're missing something? It's because you are grinding, but you're not being led by the Ruach or the Pneuma, meaning we are made in the image and the likeness. We are made in the image of a likeness. We're made in the image of a likeness. That's how they got us. You're not made in the image of God. You're made in the image that looks like God. Let me say it again. You're not made in the image of God. You're made in the image. Now read that scripture again. Read it again. So man is made in the image. You are a copy of a copy. Now, I want to be the original. I don't know about you. So what I did is I returned back to Source. I returned back to. So what I'm giving you the private ascension process. This is how you ascend. So to ascend, you got to go within. Now tomorrow on the 12 noon, Facebook Live and 12:30, whatever time we pop it off. I'm gonna give you all the biblical reference behind it to prove to you that what you got a counterfeit conversion. Now, since you got a counterfeit conversion, now look at the word conversion. Con means to swindle. Version, you got a swindled version. And it's a counterfeit. So when you got converted and you got saved, how did you get saved? You they did an altar call, right? And you responded. But when you responded to that altar call, first of all, can you show me that in scripture anywhere? I cannot find nowhere where Jesus said something. He asked everybody to stand up. He asked them to come down, and he asked them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I can't find that nowhere, no scripture on no planet. So if you can find that scripture, email it to me. I'm all ears. So why is that taught? There's this dude called Charles Finney. Y'all heard of the Great Awakening? Charles Finney started that. Don't believe me? Look it up. It's called history. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I love history. History was more than my next to biology. History was one of the greatest subjects. History still is one of my greatest subjects. I love history. Y'all don't understand. History is off the hizzle for shizzle because it shows you why you do what you do. So since I gave you the wrong meaning, you got the wrong power. So you got to work. I don't work. I ain't worked in 10 years. So you think I'm going to go start now? Boo-boo, when I left Egypt, I didn't look back. I wasn't like Lot's wife. When Lot's wife looked back and she turned into a pillow of salt. Interesting. That means that she was dehydrated because the body is made up of sodium. So Source took all of his genes out. Water is the genes of God. Water was the only thing that was here before God got here. Before the copy of the God, because remember, inside of my book, The Cosmic Grotto, I told everybody, it's in the ancient text. This is a copy of the original. This ain't the freaking original. So you got a copy, therefore you have no power. Not you personally, but you know, people you know. And so you got to work hard. You got to put in a lot of energy, a lot of effort. I don't do energy. I don't do effort, boo-boo. Not over chimp. I do mind power. I do imagination. I do consciousness. I do oneness with Source. So I create sitting on my asperitis, pondering the deeper things of life. And Source draws and brings everything to me. And then I just move the chess pieces. Did you ever look at the way King Solomon built the temple? He sat on his asperitis. He didn't move an inch. The day moons came to him, and they asked him. Now, remember, he threw the ring, the seal of Solomon, into the chest of the day moon, what we call the demon. And he asked him, demon, what is your name and what is your occupation? It's inside of the lesser keys and the greater keys of Solomon. I did that show many, many moons ago. You should be doing the same thing. They work for you. You don't work for them, boo-boo. Now, I know the dominant culture got y'all all convoluted. Shit, they had me too. They got a great system. The devil is not stupid. Y'all got a worthy adversary. You got to give him props. But you are one attribute away from success. One. You are one attribute away from being a millionaire, a billionaire. One attribute. You are one attribute away from blowing up. But you are happy, so you're not looking. Right now, life is good. You're satisfied with being unsatisfied. How do I know? Boo-boo, I was there for 50 years. I didn't read about this shit in no book. So success, satisfaction is the father, mother of ignorance. You showed me a satisfied Negro, I'm going to show you a Negro that's dumb as a box of rocks. I am never satisfied. Now, you might want to ask me what the definition of that word satisfied is, because it's not your definition. Because remember, meaning establishes power or energy or the inner God, meaning. And then once you get that power, most people stop. Big mistake, huge. You can almost not come back from that mistake. So you understand the meaning of words, and so that gives you power based upon that meaning. That's what we all got. That's good and evil. That's knowledge. That's duality. But you got to keep going back to singularity, because the meaning of the word is the realm that you control. And the way that you control that word is that realm is with the power that comes from understanding the definition of the realm. So you got the realm. Now, remember, this is the Greek word basileia that we looked up that says kingdom, that Jesus said, until you do this, you don't have dominion. Now, in the Gospel of Thomas, it says that when you find the truth, you're going to be astonished. Then it says you will marvel. And then it says you will reign over your realm. So this is the true meaning of what salvation is. So theology, this is what they should be teaching in every church in America, but they don't, because them Negroes, they don't know themselves. So it's the blind leading the blind. It's interesting because the Bible says the exact same thing. We live in a world where the blind is leading the blind. So in the land of the blind, a one-eyed man is king. That'd be your boy here. So it's better to have one eye. That pineal gland is activated over chimp. How about your pineal gland? How about your pituitary gland? How about the hypothalamus? Is that three-stranded cord activated? So let's say for shiznits and giggles that your life path or your life optimization circle is 1-8-5-3. Those are the attributes and characteristics. So 1 means that you are a leader. 8 means that you are an executive, make good decisions. 5 meaning that you have, unending talent, that you're very talented. You're very also adventurous. 3 means that you're very creative, but the creative comes from your communication. So 3 means a creative communicator, not necessarily just creative. It means communicator. And so those are the attributes. So one of those, if your numbers are 1-8-5-3, reverse it, 3-5-8-1, one of those you're not doing. Now, when you do those 4, then that opens up one door. Let me say that again. When you do those 4, that opens up the next door. Let me say that again. When you do those 4, bam, that opens up the next door. But you got to do those 4 first. When you do those 4, bam, that opens up the next door. Then you go to the 12. You go to the outer circle. You go again. You go from the inner circle, and then you activate the outer circle. That's spintronics. That increases the spin. And so your job is to open the door, so that way you can go in and you can activate your chi or your prana. So your job is to understand which attribute am I not activated? It's not activated inside of my DNA. So when you activate, this is called DNA 12-strand activation. So you got 12 strands inside of your DNA. Now, I've already taught this whole, 7-hour series, but I'm going to give you the 5-minute version. So that way, everybody that don't want to talk in circles, we can just go, bam, straight to the source. So this is called DNA, activation. So everybody has to activate your DNA. This is also called cellular activation. This is called soul activation. This is called self activation. This is called ascension. This is called, understanding your business niche. This is the name, the niche, the narrative. So you can, we can word it in many different ways. At the end of the day, this just simply means you get to blow up. This just simply means that you get to be successful. You get to operate in your peak performance. You get to vibrate at the highest possible level. So this is DNA activation. So in order to activate the DNA, all 12 strands of the DNA, we got to under, over, and understand that DNA activation is the result of concentration. This is not the type of concentration that we have been taught, because in the ancient sages of age of old had a total different understanding, if you want to use that word, of modern day, I'm going to use the word guide and channeling and accessing the astric records. What I'm talking about is the liquid language of light. I'm talking about the language of light. Because we start off with the language of language, your English, whatever language you got, that's meaning. So we start off first base, we're using regular language. So you speak in Greek, you speak in Aramaic, you speak in French, you speak in Hebrew, you speak in whatever you're speaking, that's first base. That is everybody's language. That is the God of war. The word language means God of war. This is how you wage war, language. So now we got the language of, what language are you speaking? Right now we're speaking English. So I'm getting my meaning from English. Next, where do I get my energy from? How do I get energy? The next state of the game is the language of light, or what some people would call love, the language of light or the language of love. And that's what we call energy. So we go from speaking the language of meaning. Now, remember, we're talking about how to activate your DNA. So that way the attribute of characteristics that is missing will be manifested. How will it be manifested? It's going to come up in the form of a problem, because that part of your DNA is lying dormant. So some people are only using three strands of the DNA. That means a lot of attributes and characteristics. That means those four numbers, 1, 8, 5, 3, you know, we're not using those, you know, we're only using three strands. We're not using one of those numbers. And then we got to go out and we got to access all 12 strands. So the number 1 comes from 101. We got to access the 1, 0, 1. We got to turn it on. One of those are turned off. Then we go to the number 8. Let's say the number 8 comes from the number 62. So we got 6, 2, 8. Okay, we got what's off? The 6 is off. Somewhere, one of these attributes and characteristics is not on. You are one attribute. You are one divine attribute. You are one divine characteristics away from activating all 12 strands of your DNA. And that is going to give you the ability to walk in and access the multiverse, where you will be able to then connect with source. You will be able to basically vibrate on an etheric realm or level where you're all-knowing, you're all-power, you're all-present, you're all-simple, and you're all-benevolent. This, again, you unplug from the mind and you get into the design. You cut all emotional cords and demonic soul ties. You then start to operate in higher accesses of the multiverse. You become multidimensional. You become multiple. You have multiple awarenesses. You have the ability to embody the soul, the mind, will, emotion, imagination. Your frequencies rise. You attract a higher grid of people, which is a higher grade of people. So therefore, the grid and the grade accesses the people, the places, different and things. So now you have activating what is called, again, the liquid light, the golden, the liquid light matrix inside of the DNA. Now you become a holy grail grid engineer. So you cleanse your aura. You cleanse out the asterisk realm. And then you have access to the asterisk field. And you're able to absorb and you're able to discern other people's energy. And now the life force or the chi is activated, because now you have removed all of the dark energy and the dark lords have no power over you. You remove all disembodied and all foreign entities that have attached to you, and you can go back and from your ancestors, you can, all the soul ties and all of the emotional cords that has limited you, that's been passed down to you from your father's father's father, all of that shizness drop off. The moment that you activate the 12 strands of your DNA, bam, your whole life changes. Now, let me make sure that you understand, brothers and sisters, because you become all-knowing. You become all-power. You become all-present. This is very dangerous because now you know all things. And you know how people really feel about you. You know when shizness is really going to work. Now, if you're like me and you're smart, you just play the game. You don't show your cards. But now you have cleared all of your demonic soul ties, all of the emotional cord, all of the unnatural seals, all of the implants, and all of the imprints. So they, the dominant culture, they've implanted thoughts into your head that are not yours. And the wipers, the erasers, and the programs that have been assigned to you, they can't track you. And remember I tell you guys how all the witches and stuff, they are very angry because they can't track me. They can't read my intention. They can't read my aura. They can't read my chi. They can't manipulate my mind. They can't program me. And so they're very, witches hate me because they know they can't manipulate me. They can't mind F me. There is no DNA blockages that limit my ability to connect my mind to the divine matrix. Once you activate the 12 strands of your DNA, you access higher aspects of consciousness. You have multiple, now you have different layers and different levels of awareness. Oh, you bad now, but you become super bad once you activate all 12 strands of the DNA. So the 12 strands of your DNA are the 12 attributes and characteristics that's inside of the life optimization circle. You're firing, but you're not firing on other people's. You're not firing on your own chi. You are siphoning other people's energy. That's why you need other people around you. So now we have to clear and activate the organs that plays the frequency or the waves or the music, so that way you can stop siphoning your energy from, I'm gonna use the word, low vibrational places and people and things. So now you're able to transcend and ascend. Then you're able to remove all of the energy vampires that's in your life. Because now you see your worth and your value, and you no longer cast your pearls among swine. You stop doing low vibrational shizness. The devil is smart enough to know that if you are a one, you are a leader, he will make you a leader of the sanitation department. And he know that you've been called to lead the whole damn company. But you so happy that you got that bone, that you're gonna jump on that one bone, and yeah, you're going to be leader. You're going to be the chief sanitation engineer, and you're going to run the entire janitorial force. You and the one other employee that you got, but you're a leader. You're telling one person what to do, and that one, you're satisfied. You are satisfied being unsatisfied. So the devil knows you better than you know yourself. So what I'm doing now is I'm doing private business ascension elevation readings, if we want to use that term, consulting. And I'm taking out all of the fluff and just clearing the cords of attachment. So the first step to freedom is cutting your demonic soul ties and your emotional cords. So right now you are demonically, it's usually electronic demonic possession. So you are electronically, demonically attached. So you got to cut the cord. So first thing is we got to clear all of the emotional cords. That's usually unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependencies. So you're expecting somebody to do something that you, boo-boo, should do for yourself. First thing we got to do, you got to step up to the plate, take responsibility for yourself. Now, most people got a job and they expect the job to pay them. What if they don't? Well, boo-boo, you should have something in place for you to pay yourself. So your spirit, your soul knows that. So unless you clear all of the imprints and the imprint that blocks the DNA, that turns off, so you cannot access third base. That is consciousness. So you speaking the language of French, Greek, Hebrew, today, English. Then you go to the language of light. That's emotions. So you are emotionally attached. And nothing wrong with emotions. What's wrong is when the emotion owns you instead of you owning it. That's the language of light. But someday, you got to get third base. And you got to get out of, you know, the language of your culture, the language of your race, and the language of heritage, and the language of light. And you got to get into the language of awareness. You got to get into the language of consciousness. You got to get into the language of source. You got to get into the language of oneness. You got to get into the universal language of connectivity, where all is one. That means that all of the soul fragments and all of the past painful events have been released to source. And all the pain in your body, all of the past, present, and future discomfort, you totally clear all of your past relationship baggage, all of your past betrayal, abandonment, heartbreak, rejection, abuse, finances. You get out of all of, you clear all the karmic debt, if you will. You raise your vibration, and then you start to manifest the relationship that you've always envisioned for yourself. Now, that could be with your current partner, or that could be with a new relationship, or, you know, hey, that could be with a relationship just with you, yourself, and God. Relationships are the greatest opportunities for growth and development, and to experience it, because relationships is where you're able to connect with somebody and give total unconditional love. But that doesn't, that's very rare. I can't say it doesn't exist. It's very rare. It's very rare to find heteros, gamas on this planet. It's very rare to find twin flames. It's very, very rare to connect because of the past relationship bondage and baggage that we bring into the new one. So until you release all that crap, you're not even eligible to be in a relationship. So fear is the only thing that stops you from moving forward. And the only way for you to clear all of the fear out of your life is for you to connect with the true source of light. This is the language of light. This is the language of love. And this is the language of consciousness. This is unleashing your greatest potential. This is for you. This is you mastering the higher self. This is the ability for you to connect to the higher self, the higher soul, the higher source, the big G. This gives you the ability to read energy signatures, and because you are clear in your consciousness, so therefore there is no energetic blockage in yourself or in nobody else. Now, the blockage could be in the person, but their block doesn't hinder you. Once you are able to connect with source, then you become an energy signature reader. And you can read other people's signatures. That just simply means that you know consciousness, that you're one with source. That, my brother, that, my sister, that's the smoking gun. That's when you have ascended. That's when you are in heaven. This is how to ascend into heaven instead of descending into hell. And the way that you do that is by you connecting with and activating all 12 strands of your DNA. That means that you understand and you connect with all of the sources of, if you want to use that word, source of your DNA. So if your chart, you have the numbers 1, 8, 5, and 3. And your 1 comes from the number 101. And your 8 comes from the number 628. And your 5 comes from the number 325, and your 3 comes from the number 123. That means one of those numbers, or two or three or four of those numbers, are not activated. So you're not activating the 12 strands of your DNA. So therefore, you do not have the ability to remove the energy blockage in yourself or anyone else. So everything starts with healing and transcending and removing any emotional ties, any electronic demonic possession, any past hurts, any past pains, any relationship baggage, any fear, doubt, unbelief, betrayal, abandonment, rejection, self-shame, lack of self-love, all of the stuff that we've been talking about that creates a neurological disconnect inside of the brain, that's an energy blockage. That's an energy blockage in your chakra, in your will. So your will, W-I-L-L, and your will, W-H-E-E-L, is not spinning. So your chakras are not spinning because there's a cog in it. Somebody put, so you got to clear all energetic blockage. Everything. You got to clear all unworthiness. You got to clear all undeservableness. You got to clear all poverty consciousness. You got to clear all lack, all doubt, unbelief. I was talking with my daughter this morning. She went and it's very very humid and very hot. She, you know, made a donut. She went there. She's up in Dallas. And it's very, you know, Dallas weather's been up and down, all kind of all over the place. And so, you know, she was really a little distraught because it was causing everything that she's done to melt. That it was so humid and it was just so hot that the cupcakes, you know, and everything, all the pastries and everything, the icing and stuff was just melting. And she was like kind of getting out. I thought, you know, Sheree, just, you know, hey, that's an opportunity for you to take it to the next level. Your current adversity is an indication of your future success. That's what Source was telling her, what I've been telling her. Okay, it's time for you to get your own building, or it's time for you to start doing how-to videos, because you don't want to know how to, like she makes her, all of her desserts are all natural, they're all, you know, gluten-free, they, you know, she buys all us organic, you know, I mean, each cupcake, I mean, the suckers weigh like 5 pounds, they're dense, you can only, I mean, they're very heavy, but they're very healthy as well. And so it's a healthy alternative. And so I was explaining to her, you know, like I was explaining to my oldest daughter when it comes to her dance, her mobile dance studio. And I was telling her, hey, how come you ain't got a hip-hop dance video for, you know, 6 and under, then from 6 to 12, from 12 to 18, and from 21 and over? How come you don't got no videos out? So if I want to learn how to be a hip-hop dancer, and I don't know jack shizness about a hip hop, how do I do it? How do I know? Now you're a choreographer. She done it. She's done that since she was a baby. And I paid buku bucks, especially when all of the dance camps and all the crap that she went through, going through school. And so you got, you know, you got a mobile dance studio. We're looking for a building, but you're just in Dallas. What if I'm in Atlanta and I wanna take a class? That you should have a online studio. I should be able to tune in every day at 12 and watch a live video and take a live choreographing class. I want to learn how to choreograph. Can you teach me? You know how much money is she leaving on the table right now? Because all she's just looking at is, and she's stressed out because of, okay, what if, and she's up there in North Dallas and Plano and, you know, Mesquite and McKinney, and, you know, what, you know, dominant culture is that. And so there's a lot of good old boyism going on. And once the dominant culture started seeing how much money she was making, they was like, oh, well, you know, we got a bid from somebody else who would like to do the same thing that you're doing at a cheaper cost. And so obviously that creates, so people are coming in and underbidding her. And she's like, Dad, you know, I'm losing this. I know I had, you know, before I had 25 contracts. Now I made, you know, now I got 20. The girl is balling out of control, making mad money. And she's worried about one contract. And so the goal is the same thing I'm telling them, the same thing I'm telling you. So where you are right now, that's great. You balling out of control. But Source is going to send you a problem to say, hey, time to grow. So every time you got a problem, that's God punching you in the side saying, let's go, homie. Let's go new level, new devil. You say, but I like this devil because I know all his tricks. I know what he does. You know, I can smoke him easy. So you don't want to catch up. You don't want to go up to the big leagues. So, like, you know, my daughters are doing great. They're making good money, so they don't want to reinvent the wheel. The wheel spins faster. Activate all 12 components of the wheel. So everybody on this call, this is DNA cellular activation. Now, for the members of the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, we've already been going through this. And right now, if you have not mastered wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, that means that if you're not doing what I'm doing right now, meaning if you haven't taken your will, and let me get to my chart. So if you're not doing to your chart what I've done to my chart, then yeah, we might want to have to do a private consultation. And now the new private consultation is a little different from the old. Because the old private consultation, remember we just discussed the numbers. I'll tell you what they meant. The language, we spoke English, but then we spoke light. But I never spoke into your soul, or I never spoke consciousness. Because you cannot speak consciousness into a person's soul unless that person is old. Let me say that again. You cannot speak consciousness into a person's soul unless that person is old. Let me say it one more time. This is very important. This is a mistake that a lot of gurus make. Like, truth cannot be told. It must be experienced. You cannot speak consciousness into a person's soul. You can't, because if you do, you're gonna mess them up. You're going to rattle their brain. You're going to scramble their brain. Now, old has nothing to do with age. Nothing. Old has to do with the opportunities of growth or the experiences of giving love at a higher level. It's a higher giving love. It is how you annihilate all fear. So you cannot give consciousness unless a person has annihilated all fear. Because fear is the only thing that can stop you from moving forward. You have to clear all of the highest demons, all of the viceroys. These are the big ones that's hiding. That they're hiding your DNA. They're hidden in the form of resentment, betrayal, judgment, hatred, guilt. Shame is number one. And remember what we talked about yesterday. Self-shaming is the number one reason why you are in Groundhog's Day. Self-shame is when you are ashamed of yourself. Now, you can come to me with the clever manipulation of Lucifer's system. You can tell me using bioluminescence how science has proven that someone could have male genitalia and have a female brain. And I'm going to tell you to read my book, Cosmogrator, and I will tell you why. And I'm going to tell you to read my book on bioluminescence. And I'm going to tell you to research the firefly and the horseshoe crab, and that would explain why. Why the horseshoe crab is the only crab that have blue blood. And why every medicine before it is administered to a human is tested on that particular crab. Why is that crab go all the way back to the freaking Dragon Age? Now, without going and getting off topic, the horseshoe crab is totally different from all other animals on this planet net. And you might want to understand why. One word that will assist you with that, and that word is hemocrobin, instead of hemoglobin. Yeah, maybe two words. Why is the horseshoe crab's blood so important? If you want to know the life of the flesh, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The horseshoe uses hemocyanin to carry oxygen through the blood. Because the horseshoe crab is copper base, it's not iron. Now, I can't get into the esoteric meaning of what that is for you, boo-boo. Not today. Especially on this venue. But all I'm simply saying is, the devil is not stupid. There's a reason why a lot of black men are more feminine now. Now, my good boy, Dr. Umar Johnson, breaks all of this down. Diet. It ain't got nothing to do with genetics. It ain't got nothing to do with brain. It has to do with your diet. And the diet of your parents. Because the sins of the father is passed down to the son. That generational curse, that's got to be broken. That's why you're in Groundhog's Day. Ain't got shit to do with you. It has to do with your daddy. And your daddy's daddy. Why y'all think I go hang out with my daddy? So I can see my demons and I know what to do. Unless you activate that DNA. Now, my daddy's 80 plus years old. Sitting in a house he don't own. Depending on dealing with medical issues. So if I don't get my shit together today, that's going to be me tomorrow. Let me make sure you understand, Buster, because see, you are one attribute. My father was one. My father was a great man. He was, but he didn't figure it out. How do I know he didn't figure it out? He didn't leave an inheritance for me or my children. Now, the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I'm grinding today not for my son. I'm grinding today for my son's son. That's the true attribute of success. You are one attribute away from leaving an inheritance for your children's children. That's why I wake up every day. I'm not interested in buying no damn new car, no house. I'm interested in leaving an inheritance for my children's children. I'm interested in establishing generational wealth. You think the dominant culture is going to let you do that, boo-boo? You are suffering from a lack of self-love. You are in Groundhog's Day because of resentment, because of betrayal, because of you don't trust, because of hatred, because of self-shame, self-guilt, and a trust issues. That prevents you from fully activating the heart chakra and the gut chakra, the solar plexus. And that prevents you from totally, how do I know? What y'all think I'm dealing with? Y'all think I'm just making this up? You see, my brothers and sisters, let's think for a moment. Okay, Brother Will, you say fear. What are you talking about, man? I ain't afraid of nothing, but I look the devil in the eye. That's what niggas tell me daily. See, can you embody the state of courage? What month is a month of courage? Remember we was talking about these months, and we've been breaking this down? That's why people that's born in March, y'all should be bawling. Y'all should be making, like, grinding out of control. Because everybody, I was telling Richie Rich. That's why I call him Richie Rich, because he's going to be rich. March is a month of courage. The number one cause of Groundhog's Day, you are in a state of a lack of courage. That means that you have the inability to take inspired action. Oh, you can take action. Everybody on this call was action Jackson. Everybody's balling out of control, but it ain't inspired. You're lowballing. How do I know? Y'all think I read this in a book? What you think I did for 50 years, homie? I did shit that I know I can do. Remember I told you guys I never dated a woman that I knew. Remember I never dated up. I always dated down. I know more. I'm going for the big fish now. J Money, going for the big fish, homie. If I wanted to get a, if I was looking for a date, I went to the hood. Why? Easy pickings. See, everybody dates down. Everybody, your business that you're doing right now, that's the business that you know you can succeed at. How about you do something that you like? Oh, damn, I don't know. Why? That's inspired. How about you do something that curls your mother beep, 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 beep toes? How about we do that? Oh, well, what had happened, Brother Will, was the way my savings account is set up. I don't want to do that, brother. Didn't you say that we shouldn't overstride, brother? Overstriding is doing stuff outside of your design. That's not what I'm telling you to do. What are my numbers? I'm a master teacher, 33. Are you mother serious? Master teacher. I ain't no damn elementary school teacher. You would not see me teaching at Harvard or Yale or Brown. That's low vibrational. Them suckers can't even freaking tie my shoes. I'm a master teacher, man. I'm ordained by God himself. That's an attribute. That's what I'm talking about. You are one divine attribute away from success. You and I both know it. You can feel it in your gut. You know you right there. That scares the hell out of you. We are afraid of our greatness, so we're going to settle. See, I don't want to tell the truth. Tomorrow, I'm going to start. I've already started. But tomorrow's show is going to be, it's going to be a bomb burner. You don't want to miss that one. Because we're going to destroy this thing that y'all call salvation. Y'all Negroes ain't saved. Not you personally, but, you know, other Negroes you know. Because we got lied to. And we accept the lie because we ain't got no cojones. I mean, you know, not you, but people you know. So whether it was in your past life, whether it was passed down from your father's father, some kind of way, you got a mental disposition that doesn't allow you to take inspired action. That means action that has, dunamis power and total awareness. So remember, I used to always talk about, you know, and I would just use this again just for the sake of argument. And I would say, remember in previous show, J Money, I was talking about Stacey Dash. And who did I say? Oh, like Halle Berry. Like, I would never, like, yeah. Let me see him today. I'm going to go get them digits, homie. And it's not about the digits. It's about inspired action. It's the ability to imagine. How would your life be if you were totally free from fear of failure? Totally free from fear of death? Totally free from fear of criticism, totally free from fear of not being good enough, totally free of fear of not being loved, not being valued, and not being supported. How about you love and value your mother, me self? How about we do that? Yeah, well, the way my savings account is set up, Brother Will, yeah, I know, boo-boo. You're one attribute away, brother. One. What is that attribute? Fear. See, we lowballing it. You have to raise your vibration and you have to manifest the shizness that you envision, whether it be wealth, whether it be health, whether it be religion, wisdom or relationships. That's what I did. So I changed the bar. I changed the paradigm. I changed the game. And everybody's like, people are like really flipping out. They're not flipping out because of bad things. They're flipping out because I'm just a short black man from Fort Worth, Texas. I went down there and saw my father. And my father was like, wow. I haven't talked to him about a year or so. And my father thought that I'd be dead or in jail. He's like, damn, Willie, you're doing pretty good for yourself, boy. I said, yes, sir, Dad. I'm grinding a little bit. I said, man, that's a nice car you got there, boy. What was that you driving? Broke him off a little change. Went out to dinner. Like I always do, every time I take my family out, whether it's my family, any family, I go out with anybody, I pay for everybody. $200, $300, $400, $500 a pop. And it's not about money. It's about currency. It's about a mental disposition. And so now everybody's like, okay, what is he doing? My enemies, guess what? I'm getting friend requests now from my enemies. All of them Negroes that talked about me, laughed at me, and said, yeah, this fool is, you know, you better go get a job. Now they're all on my Facebook page. What did I do? I dealt with, and you got to deal with it. Number one, somebody should write this down. This is how you activate. Now, instead of going through and trying to find the attribute and characteristic, now I'm a 3-3-6. So am I three? Am I communicating? Am I an informed communicator? Yeah, I'm pretty informed. I communicate pretty well. Am I a creator? Yep, 50 books, 5,000 shows, 500 videos. Yeah, I create. Am I a six? Oh, I got too much of that. I can dumb that down a little bit. I serve everybody. I love everybody. I'm compassionate. No problem in that area. Okay. Am I one? And am I independent? Yeah, considering that pretty much all day, every day, I'm by myself. By choice. Because everybody say, brother, we're getting ready to go out to eat. Okay, where y'all going? Oh, we're going to go over to, this pizza spot. Or we're going to go over to this, spot. Well, that's like, they like said, that's like, they ain't got no live food over there. They ain't got no electric food over there. Yeah, but, they got this, then they got games. Okay, I can't go. So I'm on one, yeah. Two, inward creator. Oh, man, I'm in my head all day, every day. Got that covered. Three, we already talked about three. My next numbers are 1, 2, 3. Again, just the reverse order. It was 1, 2, now it's 2, 1. Okay, peaceful, yep, calm, yep. Inward creator, yep. Independent leader, yep. Three, got the creator, yep. Next numbers are 5, 4, 9. Five, unending talent, yeah, you can say that. I can work on it a little bit. I can sharpen up that saw a little bit. Four, problem solver. Hard worker, dependable, responsible, practical, productive. Yeah, I got that. I can work a little bit. I can sharpen that saw a little bit too. Nine, royal, king, humanitarian. Got that one covered. So the two areas are the two numbers that I could work on just a little bit is the five and the four. Because I like fun. I like freedom. I'm adventurous, But a lot of the stuff, I have a sense of procrastination. Like, I know what I need to do, but I got a lot to do. But a lot of times I will, I do the other numbers instead of doing the five and the four. Okay. What causes a lack of inspired action? To take inspired action, I got to deal with, number one, just fear itself. So, everybody has, now remember, you cannot give somebody who is not old consciousness. If you do, you're going to destroy them. That means they're going to self-destruct. That means they're going to make a bad choice and a bad decision on purpose because they're going to be overwhelmed. That means that they can't handle the truth. Now, they probably don't know. They're going to tell you, hey, man, give it to me straight, doc. And if you can give it to them straight, they're going to go right back into Groundhog's Day. It makes their life worse because what you gave them, they can't process. They have no personal power. They don't have the ability to unleash their greatest or their highest possible self, their true potential. Why? They have fear of fear itself. Now, fear of fear. Let's go through these real quickly. There's seven keys to unleashing your true power. That's just your DNA. That just simply means you want to activate yourself at the highest level. And at the base, at the core, is some type of fear. Now, we could sit here and play mind games and merry-go-round and try to figure out which one it is. That's a waste of freaking time. All you got to do is understand your design. So I just went through my design, and I'm being truly authentic and honest with myself. And I know in my gut, I got a lot of talent. I can do a lot of things very well at a high level. But I know that I don't express all of my talent. Why? Because I know it's going to cause a problem, and I already know where the problem is at. But I'm going to tell you how I found out how I know where that problem is at, and you know where your problem is at, too, in your gut. What happens, honestly, Jay Money, what happens, bro, if you really shine, man, like grind? I'm talking about all, like, lights out, balls to the wall. What's going to happen in your life, man? What's the people around you? What's the family? What's your friends? What are they going to say? So many of us, we have a fear of fear. That's the first one. It's just, we don't even know what fear is. We ain't even researched it. All we know that we are afraid of being afraid. Because fear, remember, is that false evidence appearing real. So number one is there's something that you that's appearing to you that's shaking you. And it could be a lot of different things. It's just an unnatural concern. The next is the fear of failure. And now everybody got that. Everybody has a fear that, okay, doc, if I do what you tell me to do, bro, and if I fail, everybody on Facebook gonna see me, man. If I make a video and I get 2 views, if I go out, man, and I start this business, man, and I don't make no money and it flop, fear of failure. We all gotta deal with that. We gotta put that demon to rest. Fear of fear itself. We got a fear of failure. Then everybody has a fear of death because we don't know what it is. When you die, what happens next? Nobody knows. Everybody got an idea, but nobody knows because ain't nobody died and came back conscious. Because when you die, you lose your consciousness. You lose your memory. So in order to come back, according to all of the ancient texts, especially the book of creation, the angel of forgetfulness touch you on your lip. That's why you have a clip. So the deeper the lip, the more memory that you have. Meaning that there's some people, if you shave your mustache and if you look at your top lip, look at the indention on your top lip. Do you got a big indention or a small indention? That means that you've been through this game a whole bunch of times, or you just this may be your first rodeo. So we have a fear of death because we think death is death. We don't know death is a transition. Actually, death is probably a good thing. Death means that you graduated, that you passed the test. So I say, okay, come on home, bro. It's like when Moses finished everything that we've done, he said, I run my race. I've done, okay, come on up here. When you finish what you're supposed to do down here and you've ran your race, you did your purpose. So when I become the grand spiritual teacher and I've elevated the consciousness of humanity and to a level where the kingdom of God is preached around the globe, Brother Willie's out. I'm done. So you're going to say, oh, man, doc, yeah, I thought he was healthy, man. He said this, that, and the other. And man, the dude, he went out. Hey, bro, I didn't go out because I graduated, homie. Don't y'all come to my funeral crying. Man, y'all may be partying like rock stars. He said right on my tombstone, here lies the fool that tried everything, and he did it well. Don't nobody cry at my funeral because I ain't dying. I'm graduating. I'm evolving. I'm going to the next level. New level, new devil. There are levels to this game, bro. There's levels of consciousness. We at the base level. I ain't trying to stay here for no long time. And if we keep coming back, that means we keep doing something wrong. You're not doing anything right. And what we're doing wrong is we got a fear of fear itself. We got a fear of failure. We got a fear of death. And then we got a fear of criticism. Now, when people, I was telling my wife this morning, she called the Church of Satan. She's going to this place that she hates. And I say, it's a Saturday, and that we could be doing something else. And, you know, I hate saying this, especially when she's not, because usually when I talk about her, you know, she's upstairs and she could hear me. And I like that better because a lot of times, people listen to the show that are not, you know, in my corner. And then they go back, girl, you ain't going to believe what your man said on the show, putting all your business out on the street. So I usually don't talk about, you know, or share anything. But I always tell her when she comes home, babe, I'll talk to the show. And, I'm a real. Same with my kids. Because my kids are like, Dad, I can't believe you was on the damn show telling everybody that we alcoholics. We're not alcoholics, Dad. We freaking social drinkers. Okay. And like my son when he was little and he was kicking the door. I said, Kendrick, stop kicking that door, boy. You know what he told me? J Money, this is the words came out of his mouth, J Money. This dude said, Dad, I'm not kicking the door. I'm putting my foot on it. I'm like, this little mother, man, I almost lost it. But I couldn't. I just had to laugh. I mean, the dude was number one in math and science all through high school. He just graduated from UT with honors. The dude, he got a brain, man. The dude is smart as hell. He came over here, he was over here yesterday, come out, hung out, and he told me, hey, Dad, I'm going to put some lifts on my car, change out the carburetor, do this. This dude's not a mechanic. He said, yeah, I just watched a YouTube video. Dude went out in about 15 minutes. He did it. I was like, what? Hey, the dude here, man, and he worked for Habitat. He's executive producer some movie that they shooting up in Austin. Dude is like multi-talented. I said, boy, you might be your daddy's son. So I'm proud of him. Dude is really smart. Now, the problem with that, criticism. With all of that comes from when you're doing a lot of stuff, you get criticized if you don't do it well because you're out there, you know, taking risks and stuff. So if I write a book and it flops, now the old me would be like, oh, man. Or someone say, hey, Doc, I read your book. It got some errors in it, man. You put A, N, D. It should be O, R, brother. I'll say, and what's your point, homie? Now it don't bother. I don't have no fear of criticism no more. People see me saying, hey, Doc, man, dude, you know, in your videos and stuff, who was it? I think I was talking with Sister Candace. and I didn't know. Sister Candace, like, Doc was like I'm like 5'8". Like, what? She said, yeah, I'm 5'8". I'm like, oh, snap. I'm like 5'5". Like, man, you're a little dude. Yeah. But I'm still growing, though. I'm still growing, J-Money. Still growing. Now I'm just playing. But, you know, that people have a fear of criticism. So, yeah, I'm vertically challenged. But, you know, hey, I can be like Prince. Prince wore them platforms, you know. He made himself to be taller than what he was, even though he was a little dude. But they say the little dudes carry a big stick. They have a big bite. I'm just going to leave that alone. Fear of criticism. Next, fear of not being good enough. Now, yeah. That's cutting look a little close to home. That one right there, kind of like, yeah, y'all in my business right now. See, what had happened was the way my savings account is set up is like I came from a big family, 13 of us, and I was the runt of the litter. All my brothers, everybody in the family, even my sisters are taller than me. Everybody. But as I found out, and I didn't know that, hey, when you in your formative years, if you don't eat, basically. So remember when my mom died, I just all I ate was, and this is God's honest truth, Snickers, because that was real easy for me to steal. And so, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade, I didn't eat no nutrition. My brothers, they were living with my grandmothers. Them suckers was eating steaks and taters. Well, we call them steaks, but it was like pork chops. Poor man steak. But still, at least they were getting some nutrition. I didn't eat nothing green growing up. Nothing. I don't have no memory of ever a salad touching my tongue. Ever. All I ate was processed foods. And I just drank water out of tap, and then I just ate a bunch of candy. That's the tooth decay that I've been battling with. In my formative years when my body needed the nutrition the most, all I gave it was sugar. Because, hey, I didn't know. I was young, dumb, and stupid. So, yeah. But, you know, my dad ain't 6'5 either. Let's keep it real. So, I mean, I could eat steaks and taters all day and, you know, hell. I don't know. I still wouldn't have been 6'5". But all I'm simply saying is that I didn't grow because there was no nutrition there. So there is a fear of not being good enough. Because in my family, everybody plays multiple instruments. Everybody has a voice, especially on my mama's side of the family. Of, you know, everybody sings in church. Everybody turn over chairs every Sunday. Everybody can, I can preach a little bit, but other than that, yeah. I don't know. I didn't get the height. I didn't get the talent. It's like I'm the black sheep. So there's always been I gotta shine, man. I gotta work harder, but that gave me my drive, but I'm driven by fear, not faith. So I gotta deal with that. Otherwise, my shit is ain't gonna get the billionaire level. Well, I might make a few million. But to get to where I'm trying to go, J Money, I gotta deal with this, bro. I have to deal with the fear of not measuring up, not being good enough. Oh, I'm good, but am I good enough? When I stack up against all of the elite, I always come up short. And in my brain, it's buried way down there. Yeah. You know you vertically challenged, homie. And you know you get out there and everybody gonna see you and they gonna laugh at you, dude. Because you know you about, you know, an inch from midgetdom. So I gotta joke around with it, but hey, it's still a little soul spot. I still got to deal with the fact that, damn, am I good enough? Am my books good enough? Am my shows good enough? That the fear of, am I good enough? Now, remember, this is what prevents you from accessing that attribute that, bam, take you to stardom. We got to deal with this. We got to deal with these seven fears. We got to deal with them. We got to deal with the fear of, are you good enough? Are you not being good enough? And then, woo, man, this one cut close too, J Money. Fear of not being loved. Sookie now. So, people just ask me, Doc, my sons ask me, Dad, why you tell us to date down? Why you tell us to always date somebody that loves us more than we love them? And I say, trying to tell y'all fellas, y'all always will have a girl. You're always, yeah, but what if we don't really like them like that? Well, no, you know, get somebody you like, dude. I'm not saying that. I said, no, Dad, but didn't you tell us that we just, like, go for our dreams, go for what we really want, but then you tell us to date down? Isn't that kind of like settling? Like, why would we do that? Are you afraid that, you know, you might get kicked to the curb? Remember what you told us that happened to you when you was a kid, 13, 14 years old, and you came home, or you went to your girlfriend's house and your best friend was there knocking it out the park? And then when you graduated, remember you went to boot camp? And then you found out that all the girls that you dated in high school, your best friend, your ace coon boom, because, you know, he had a car and you was Poe Creator. He was tall, dark, and handsome. You was short, midget. You could get the digits, but you couldn't keep them. So is that like a fear that you can get the love, but can you keep the love? Do you got a fear of not being loved? Had to deal with it, J Money. Had to deal with it, homie. Had to look the devil in the mouth. Do I got a fear of not being loved? Is that why I'm not emotionally invested? Is that why I always date down? So that way, if it don't work, it's like, eh, I wasn't really invested anyway. Is that what we're doing? So I have to deal with it, man. I have to deal with the fear of not being loved. There's this ideal that, okay, yeah, I'm okay, I'm the bomb.com, but does that person got my back on the level and on the scale that I got their back? Is it mutual? That's hard to find, J Money. That's hard to find, man. It's hard to find, bro. It's hard to find somebody that got your back to the degree and to the level. I'm talking about real. I'm not talking about this, you know, high school stuff. I'm talking about real, real unconditional love. There's a fear of not being loved that we have to deal with. Because if you don't deal with that one, the fear of not being loved, that prevents you and that creates an energy blockage in your manifestation. That fear of not being loved. And the last one is a big one as well. And that is a smoking gun for me also. Touch home because of the way that I was raised. And that was just simply fear of poverty. And when I say poverty, I'm not necessarily talking about financial poverty or just finances only. It's the fear of loss. The fear of loss, primarily in the area of finances or poverty, but this fear of loss, it could be wisdom loss, it could be, you know, any type of loss. Now, that's totally different from the fear of failure and the fear of death, because fear of poverty means, because remember, poverty is a state of mind, it's not a state of the bank account. So fear of poverty, that is like a fear of depression. That's a fear of, and I didn't want to say the word depression because then that just limits it to just mental. But it could also be physical. It could be financial. That's why fear of poverty, and poverty is a lack of something that is needed. So the fear of if I need it, it's not going to be there. Which is a little different because you remember these the enemy hides in meanings. So we got to make sure that we deal with all of the meanings. So before I can talk to somebody and schedule a private spiritual consultation to deal with the behavioral modification and actually tell them exactly how to ascend, and so that they can isolate at the highest, they got to deal with their fears. They got to deal with this fear, because the fear prevents you from taking inspired action. So the reason you're in Groundhog's Day, the reason that you wake up, the reason that you're lowballing it, the reason that you're shooting yourself in the foot, is the reason that you're not aiming for, you know, something that's inside of your circle. Now, what's inside of my circle? That is, I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a spiritual master teacher. So I should not be afraid to be that, but I am. What does that mean? That means everything that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, I've known for 20 years, but I've never said it in public. Why? I'm scared. What am I scared of? I'm going to lose all my friends, all my family. Should they better talk to me now? So I'm going to go up there tomorrow, and I'm going to tell all my family and my friends that, hey, all y'all Negroes that saved and believe in Jesus Christ, guess what? Y'all dumb as a box of rocks. That dog don't hunt. You know what the fallout is of that? Yeah, that means I'm going to be a leper. Now, I'm already a cast out already. So, yeah, there's a fear of criticism that's there. Now, that's healthy. Now, you should be concerned about, nah, I don't use the word concerned. I'm going to use the word aware. You know, you should be aware of it, but that should not limit or stop you from moving forward. Because now the next thing is, when you make a statement, if I make a statement that says, like when I came out and said that Jesus Christ is not Lord, because go to the Council of Nicaea and you can see what Constantine, I told everybody, read the book Constantine Messiah. Watch the video on YouTube for free now. I paid for it. By John Atwell. It's called, again, Caesar's Messiah. Caesar. It's free on YouTube. Now, it's like a two-hour video. It's like a movie. But that's all of the historical fact. Now, you can read, again, Josephus. Why Josephus, who used to be on God's side. Now, remember, I'm not saying that the man, you know, Yeshua ben Joseph did not exist. I'm just saying that Yeshua ben Joseph was not who we say he was. Constantine added attributes and characteristics that made him divine. He was a regular dude, and they made him into a god. Now, I'm not saying that that's wrong, right, and different. I'm just saying I didn't have nothing to do with it, dog. I'm just telling you history. Now, that's like telling me that, okay, you got male genitalia, but you don't got male genitalia. So hold up, let me get this right. No. Okay, take your pants off again. Let me see. Okay, yeah. We got the same equipment. But you're going to tell me that God made an error when he gave you that equipment. Now, that could be true. I'm not going to debate that. Maybe God made an error. But you still cannot deny that you got the equipment. Now, you can tell that to other people, but you can't look me in the eye and say, that is not tubercane. You cannot tell me that. But that's what people are telling me. So, like, I'm like, and people with PhDs is telling me, well, they got it, but biology made a mistake. Yeah, I'm not buying that either. Now, you can whack it off. You can do whatever you want to with it. But you cannot tell me, man, that my skin is not hue. You can't tell me that, because I can look in the mirror. I got common sense that tells me when I look at it, my skin is darker. Now, my first wife was white. And when I put my skin next to her skin, my skin was darker than hers. And when I went out in the sun, I could go out there, my skin would get darker, but nothing. I never would get a little bit, but I wouldn't get like sunburn, like red, peeling, itching and stuff. Well, when she go outside, yeah, she needs sun, so she had to do something. So you can't tell me that's not true, man. That's like common sense. That's biology. My eyes is not lying to me. That's biology. So people are telling me that biology ain't biology. Okay, yeah, y'all drunk that Kool-Aid. So all I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, is we do not have the right meaning. Therefore, we don't got the right power. Therefore, we don't got the right consciousness. That's why we don't have the right success. So if you're not balling out of control right now, check your meanings. And if the meanings are right, check your energy. And if your energy is right, bam, check your consciousness. One of those three is whack. Now, let me make sure you understand, brother, that as we close. So we went through the seven fear, fear itself. Fear, now remember, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. So these seven, everybody got to deal with them. Okay, Brother Will, that's great. That sounds good. But how, man? How do we deal with our fears? Clear all of your resentment, betrayal, judgment, hatred, guilt, shame, trust issues, betrayal, abandonment, heartbreak, rejection, abuse, relational. I mean, every type of trauma you got to clear it out. Now, the next question is, okay, doc, that sounds great. How do I clear it out? Let me tell you how I did it. Experience the emotion of bliss. It melts away all of the other problems. Now, I don't say bless you no more. I say bless you. When I found out the definition of the word bliss, that changed my whole life. Now, I'm still dealing with some residue of the fear of not being loved. It's like, you know, that's. But it's amazing because I sabotage myself. Because as you guys know, and I was pretty open and honest about it, you know, I had this, you know, and not even going back into even talking about the past, but there was different situations where I've been in situations where, and even now with my current wife, you know, in the other relationship, jobs, what I do right now, there is this sense of fear. So I created certain things, and then there's a possibility that those things created get sabotaged by me. So it's just like I was supposed to be in California, and I canceled the trip. Company paid and everything, and I just canceled the trip. Why would I do that? Well, that's part of the fears that come up. The fear of not being good enough. The fear of not being loved. The fear of loss of something that you built. Fear of criticism. The fear of death. The fear of failure and the fear of fear itself. We have to deal with those. How? Download bliss into your brain. Experience bliss. Now, what does that mean? That means let your mind surrender to your gut and your heart, the intelligence and the guidance of your gut. What does that mean? That means you have to master the connection with the higher self. What does that mean? That means you have to master the connection with the energy signature of God. What does that mean? You got to master the connection with the 12 numbers on your chart. What does that mean? That means you got to practice the art of ascension, not descension. What does that mean? Descension is you have a thought like my daughter had this morning. She went, it was very hot. She met all this baking stuff. She set up. The booth that she had wasn't in an enclosed area. It's very hot. The presentation, the plating of the cupcakes and stuff, because the icing started to melt, they didn't look as presentable. So immediately, thought comes to the brain that says, we're not going to make no money today. That thought got to go. If you don't do that, if you don't immediately challenge reality with mentality, I don't give a damn about reality. What's your mentality? What is the mental image in the head? Download the emotion of bliss, not the emotion of guilt, not the emotion of shame, not the emotion of doubt, not the emotion. I don't care what it is. I am not saying it's not real. That is not what I'm saying. I am not saying you don't even acknowledge that it's real. You go outside, is it hot? Yes. Take your pants off, you got male genitalia. Yes. But you got a feeling that you got you're a female in the brain, okay? Let's acknowledge it. I'm not saying let's not act like it don't exist. Okay, what do we do next? Download bliss into the brain. What is that? That means you have an overwhelming feeling of the joy of heaven, okay? Let me say that again. The word bliss means an overwhelming feeling of the joy of heaven. So the joy of heaven is the crown chakra. The joy of heaven is a 12 attribute. So you got to override the brain with the joy. Now, for me, I have to override my brain with 336, 123, 213, 549. So when I feel fear, doubt, unbelief, shame, guilt, I go into my brain and I think, hey, I'm an informed creator. I'm an informed communicator. I'm a compassionate guy. I'm a freaking leader. I'm an inward creator. I got a peaceful disposition. I'm a royal priest. I love fun and adventure. I'm a hard worker and I'm dedicated. So I just override. I just think about my attributes and characteristics. I override reality with my mentality. Let me say it again. I override reality with my mentality. Let me say that one more time. I override my reality with God's mentality. What is God? God is the generator. God is the operator. God is the director. That is why now you can take inspired action. Because when I start thinking about all of the divine attributes and characteristics, I get inspired and I get my ass up and I'm ready to grind and I'm ready to shine. I don't want to lowball. I don't want to do stuff that's easy. I don't want to just talk with the girls that I know I can get their digits. I don't want to do a workout that I know I can bench press, 200. Okay, I want to go for 250. I feel inspired, homie. Give me a spotter, man. Let's go. I want to shoot for the stars, man. I want to live my best life. I want to operate at my highest possible level. And the only way to do that is to download bliss into the brain. That means that you got to let your mind align with your design. You have to master the connection with design alignment, because that is the true conscious signature that activates the energy signature that controls the language and the meaning signature. So you got three signatures. It's like you write a check, you got to sign it three times. So the source of all energetic blockage in yourself and in other people is those seven fears. Now, they are said a lot of different ways. This is what is called the seven shadow self archetypes. This is called negative thought form beings. I call it a negative habit pattern. This is the seven deadly sins and the seven demons attached to them. This establishes the energy blockage. This prevents you from connecting to the higher self and to source. This prevents you from becoming sovereign and taking control of your destiny. Clear all of the energy blockages. Never allow yourself to feel unworthy. Never allow yourself to feel undeserving. Never allow yourself to have poverty consciousness. Never allow yourself to fear doubt and unbelief or lack or limitation or any type of a scarcity feeling. Make sure that you maintain the frequencies of abundance, of health, frequencies of wisdom, and a frequency of mutual love and mutual respect. So brothers and sisters, man, I didn't think we'd be grinding for this long, but thank you guys. It's very important that you remove the blocks. But the only way that you're going to remove the emotional blocks and the soul ties is with the joy of heaven. The joy of heaven downloaded into the body of a man. And that is your job, to understand your divine attributes and characteristics that was given to you by God. And he placed them inside of your brain. And he gave you some symbols that represent certain substances. So, brothers and sisters, it's very important that everybody continue to oscillate and vibrate. Will you join me tonight as we continue with day one? Or is it day two? Yeah, day one. No, day one of the second part of establishing your online course, your online coaching, and your online connectivity. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. May the big G, not the little one, the big G, and may the sum total or the sum of all your numbers continue to activate the consciousness, the Ruach, the Numa, or the Holy Spirit, because the consciousness and the different levels of consciousness will lead you and guide you in all the truth, and it will never, ever, ever manipulate or troll you. As always, my brothers, and as always, my sisters, I will, no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been
under us. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate it. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.